Yes, and we have a graduate in the room, Danica, graduated from preschool. The story that I heard was that she said, and I think we should all go out to dinner afterwards for it. Imagine what she'll be like by junior high and high school graduations. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yeah, you need more graduations, praise the Lord. We graduate every day, don't we, folks? From glory to glory, that's what the Bible says. Psalm 62, David said, I wait quietly for the Lord, for my victory comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will never be shaken. Are you shaken? Probably sometimes there's a little shudder, there's a little tremor, you know. But we have these things to hold on to. Judy's got a little picture of him coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Vicky's got 11 kisses in the sky. Vicky, my bride, I've been praying lately and I've been just saying to the Lord, Lord, come and kiss her again and break the chains. Come and kiss her again. Break those chains. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, you know. If we sing that. Do we believe that? There is power. In the name of Jesus. So much power in the name of Jesus. He breaks every chain to break every chain. Right? These aren't just songs. These are worship. Worship breaks the yoke. Takes the footing from underneath the devil. Worships a pile of banana peels, drops him on his backside. It is. There's nothing like what worship does. Worship is the most powerful form of prayer. You know, because that's what prayer is. Prayer is worshiping God. It's showing it's showing our trust in God. It's showing that we believe He's there. You know, I mean it. It starts us there, and what we have to do is follow it. Follow it like we'd follow a voice in the darkness. He is a voice in the darkness. You know? Oh, my people, David went on to say in verse 8, trust him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. You know, it's kind of like when we're worshiping and the Spirit of the Lord comes upon Judy and says, open up. The Lord says, open up. Open up. It's a good idea, isn't it? To open up. But that sometimes is what brings people, well, we don't do it that way. Start doing it that way. You know? Open up. Open up to the Lord. Sometimes when you're praying, you must just feel like shout and shout. You know? I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. You don't have to say, well, I think everything will be all right. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Right? If God be for me, who can be against me? See, that's a declaration. That's a prayer. And so somebody turns it into praise and turns it into worship. Open up. What's God doing when you're worshiping? He's hanging on every word. He's hanging on every word. He might be whispering to you, do you hear what you're saying? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? You know? Somebody's lost somewhere. Wait a minute. Hear that? Do you hear that? Somebody lost on a mountain and there's a wind, there's the flap of a helicopter, or there's the sound of a plane. Do you hear that? Man, they go into action. They're building a fire. They're yelling. They're waving. Right? Because they want to be found. Well, we've been found, but sometimes we don't feel like we're found. So we need to remember we've been found. So we worship and we praise. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Okay, I'll get off of my rant there. Okay? You know, a lot of times, there's a lot of times in our lives, right? There's a lot of times. Sometimes people just want to remember the bad times. You know? I told you last week, I said, you know, I think about it, and then I start thinking about, well, there's probably a reason I was the way that I was. You know? I don't have any idea why that would be. Wasn't a God idea, I'll guarantee you that. You know? Wasn't God doing something so that I would have a testimony? It was me doing whatever I did. But the conclusion I came to is that little boy could have turned out a lot worse. He could have died and gone to hell. But I ain't going to. Some people, it strikes fear in their heart to hear them say, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. For all people who don't know that it'll be a joyous time, declare it will be a joyous time. You know? Declare. Don't fall into that, well, I hope so thing. You know? Because nobody really knows. I know. I know. And to those who think, oh, you just think you know. No, I know. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that the Lord is coming back to earth again. The Lord is coming back to earth again. Right? That's absolutely the truth. That's good news. That's good news. Because it'll be at just the right time. Nobody knows the time. Don't anybody think anybody knows the time. Nobody knows the time. And for those who think, well, I do because I got a special relationship with the Lord. More special than Jesus? Did Jesus just say that so they wouldn't wonder? No, he said, hey, only the Father knows. But wait, Jesus is God. Yeah? But he said only the Father knows. And what the Father knows will go Holy Spirit, Jesus, bang. But there are also times, the times we should remember are those times of the Lord. Those times. We don't always remember everything, you know. Little things make a difference. Last week, a little punctuation mark, an apostrophe, was an apostate thing on a website. I put an apostrophe in the title. Don't wait too long. I know better. I had learned better some time back. I just didn't remember it. And that little apostrophe shut down the whole workings of the website for that message. The computer, as smart as it was, could not find that message. Since it could not find that message, I could not load that message on. And so I could put the written part on it, but it wouldn't come up where it's supposed to. A person would have to go searching for it. And the audio didn't exist. And so I sent a letter to a friend of a friend And Monday, sometime on Monday, I clicked and everything was working. I said, so what was it? Well, he said there was an apostrophe. I said, oh. I don't know why the apostrophe is a problem in a title. But he just told it to forget about the apostrophe and he could find it anyway. But you know what? It was a little thing. A little bitty thing. That took no time to do. Took much time to fix. But I think I can remember now. Anyway, you know, there's no little thing to God. No little thing. I will look up. That's not a little thing. How long does it take? No time at all. What does it affect? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows what happens when you look up to God? And then when you look up to God and then you call on His name, you got, I will look up, I will call. That took like less than a second or maybe a second and a half. But it puts things in motion. It does. If you can believe all things are possible with God, I can change everything with a look and a word. I can change me. That sometimes is the biggest change that needs to take place. Right? You know? When we recognize our thoughts, when we recognize our words, we can fix it. We can change it. All things are possible with God. You know? I read a post this morning and it was talking about, yeah, it was a young person's addiction, you know. And one thing that was very truthful about it was they said it's not a moral thing. It is not. It's not a moral thing. It's not about, oh, if you just get right, you know. It's not you, it's just you, it's your fault. No, it's not a moral thing. But it's choose life, the Lord says. I set before you the way of life and death, so choose life. If you can believe, okay? There's a millions of stories of people who just believed and they were set free. You know? Choose life. It's not moral. It's spiritual. It's choose life. It is. God works all the time. Now, his timetable sometimes seems like it's askew, you know? Like he doesn't know what time it is. But the worst thing we can do is try to decide about his time schedule. Because if we decide about his time schedule, and we decide he was instant for so-and-so, he should be instant for me too, and he is, but just because he's instant doesn't mean it happens. There's a lot of variables at work in there. But we can be sure God is for us. He is for us. He makes a way when it seems that there is no way. Simple things that we know. We've heard them. We know. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Oh, we know. We know. We know. But you got to worry. No, you don't. Well, I don't want to worry. Then don't. You know? If you're standing on the curb and a truck is coming and you don't want to get hit, don't. Don't run out there. You know? When I'm walking the storm, when I'm babysitting the dog, he knows to stop at the edge of the street and sit. Now, he don't listen to everything else that I say, but we've got that down pat. I got two things that he's great at. When we get out into the field over next to our house and I say, okay, it's time to circle, he just turns around and starts circling. I get some miles on him without me having to go very far. You know, he used to fight me on number two, but now he knows we're going to four. And at four, I better be ready, because now he's done circling. You know, but he can learn. We can learn. We can learn if we pay attention. We can learn, and it doesn't take a lot of time. It does not take a lot of time to change our mind. You know? To say what we want. To declare what we want, not what has happened, not what we're afraid of, not to say what we want. So then the thing to watch our words. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O God. You know? That's what I want. That's what I want. And I'm pretty well protected when I'm right here doing this. I got this. But he leaves me on my own when I'm outside of the building. Because now when I'm outside of the building, I'm speaking kind of for me. So what do I say for me? To say the right things. To say the right words. To press on toward the mark for the prize of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. To get that thing down pat that Jesus said. I always say what the Father says. I don't say anything but what I hear him say. Man, I want that. You know, I want to be quickly obedient. You know, I pray, Lord, give me an opportunity. Last week on the way to Pier, I was praying. I said, Lord, give me an opportunity today. And so lots of opportunities in the chapels and with the people and, you know, and sharing the word and seeing the word go into their hearts and then saying to them, that just went into your heart. And then, you know, kind of like, that's what happened, you know. I mean, it isn't like they won't argue. They'll say, "Go, huh?" You know, they won't. God just is. He's just special all the time. But you know, he gives the words and he gives the boldness and the Holy Spirit puts them in. But then I get to the grocery store and I'm getting things done and I'm gonna get home and I'm there and the Lord, I get a peripheral vision of someone and I have a thought. And so, okay, but not sure. You can't ever fail going with a good idea from God. But, you know, I mean, I needed to get going and I'm checking out and everything and I'm just about done checking out and then I see what I had in my peripheral vision right there in front of me and it's just staring at me in the face and God is so good. So good. A little girl comes up with it looks like sausage, but it's a 1 pound package of hamburger and hands it to her mother and her dad rings it up. And she goes, whoa, that's close. I just went over and asked if I could help them. And it was like the Red Sea parting. They just backed away. And when I turned around, the mother was crying and the dad's mouth was hanging open and you know, and it's like I just said Happy Mother's Day, and it was done. And ever since that, I've been thinking that might have been a good place to preach, but I don't think it was necessary. I'll see him again. But you know, God is so faithful. Could have missed that, and so he says, "Okay, I'll add this and I'll add this." Because that's what I was thinking. You know, sometimes you look at people and you know that they're being careful. And so we should be careful not to miss that. It doesn't take that much time. You know, now that everybody don't have to take that, because there's other things that happen. There's a thought about a person, and you just want to whisper the name of Jesus for them. You just wonder, you know. If you wonder, settle it, you know. Well, what if they get offended? They won't get offended, you know. They won't. Can I pray for you? It's not going to offend anybody. I have had some people say, no, thank you. That's okay. But they had the offer, and they can't stop me from praying. They can just stop me from praying right there with them, you know. Because God works in a wonderful, wonderful way about lots of things. So there's all kinds of things, and they don't take much time. You know? It doesn't take much time. When I come to the end of the devotion, and when typing up the devotion, you know, I take the time to proof it, and I still miss some sometimes. I can count on my wife, she will find the error, you know. The computer tries to sometimes. Sometimes the correction thing doesn't like the way I talk. But I'm going to say what I want to say, so I'll just exit out their little fixes. And sometimes they have a very good idea, and it doesn't take much time to just correct them. You know, just like it doesn't take much time to correct our walking, correct our talking, correct our thinking, you know. We watched a wonderful movie the other night. Maybe you might have already all heard about it, but it was the Jeremy Camp story. And it's just a wonderful movie. You know? It just is, and it's just well done and made me cry, made me rejoice. Made me so happy I cried, and made me so sad I cried, but it's just, you know, and it just is. It's just about believing. It's about in the best of the times and in the worst of times, believing. You know? Just believe. Just believe. If we can't believe God, then we are the most miserable of all people on the earth, because we say we do. But we don't. Or we say we do, but we're selective about what we do, you know. Jesus, he stood up there and told the people, stop complaining about what I say to you. Well, I never complain about what Jesus says. Do you always do what Jesus says? Okay, so I don't really out loud complain, and I don't really think that way. You know, I mean, I'm not offensive in the way that I don't believe, but I might be sneaky. I might be sneaky about the way that I complain about what he says. You know, I might let it slip by because, well, you know, everybody has moments. Got to watch those times that they don't go on. Well, it's not always easy. Well, Jesus said it won't always be easy, but remember what you can do right after it's not easy. Rejoice. You can rejoice. You know? Glory to God. Throw those hands up in the air. Submit yourself to God. Open yourself up to God. Just open up. Open up to God. Open up to God. You know? We used to say, you know, those hands up like that, it looks like a martini glass. Fill us up, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Jesus on the cross said, I thirst. That's a good idea. to thirst for the Lord. There's just a lot of times that don't take much time. How long does it take to change your mind if you really want to change your mind? You know, it's like I say in jail sometimes, there's some of them that forget that they're not still in the pod. And so they don't mean to talk like they talk. And when they talk like they talk in the pod, and they're working on that, but when they talk that way and they're, oh, sorry, it's that quick. I mean, it's not like, sorry, you know, hey, praise the Lord. You know, that's good. Do you see the miracle that took place there that you're sorry? How long did it take them to do a miracle? Boom, just like that. Just like that. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord says. You know? That's good. I've become really pretty good at having a good word for, you know, because every now and then people just, normal people, not people at the jail, will say, oh, sorry about that. I just say, hey, praise the Lord, a miracle took place. You know, why would you be sorry about that? Would you be sorry about that with somebody else? No, but you're just in the presence of God. I ain't God, but we carry His presence, right? The care, enough. There's just times, folks. There's just a lot of times. A lot of times when a little time can make an eternal amount of time. Just a little time. John and Vicky are going to be gone next week. They're going to a graduation. I'm assuming you're flying. John said he'd be on their way back. I didn't think you'd be driving. So you'll be flying. You might be rushing through the airport when God gives you a little time distraction. John, wait, honey, we don't have time. Just wait, I got a distraction. Quick run over, Jesus loves you, gotta go. You know, you just never know. There's a lot of times, there's a lot of opportunities, and we've all missed them. Well, I have. You know, but you know, we've missed them, and you aren't supposed to get all down. Don't crawl in a hole because we missed it. I don't want to miss it again. You know, just a lot of times. There's a lot of times. Was it the animals? Time is on my side. Yes, it is now. You'll come running back. See, I think God's always ready for us to come running back. Always ready, you know, for us to come running back. We don't want to have to come running back. We want to stay. Why don't you stay? You know, Bob Seger's song there, I know it's late. I know it isn't anything about prayer there, but sometimes, you know, sometimes it just, can you stay? I just sense it from the Spirit of God. Can you stay? Why don't you stay? I can stay. If He says I can stay, I can stay. Because He knows the future, right? So if He says, why can't you stay? I can stay. If He says, you want to play? I'll play, you know? He's good. There's so many times, and it's those little times that accomplish so much. It's those little moments when we worship and just rip the rug out from under the enemy. It's just that. It's just those little things when we fight our way through the distractions and, you know, all of the stuff. I mean, you can sit in church and be distracted, can't you? You know? What time is it? You know? I mean, we can get distracted, you know. You can get distracted because Roger doesn't know what key that chorus is in. You can get It distracts me too a little, but not much. I'll find a different one, you know. It's a lot harder on the piano and the guitar. I've only got just a few, so I know pretty much where I am on the guitar. On the piano, you can transition. You can, you know, really good guitar players can do that too, but I'm not one of those, you know. But sometimes it's just worth the time to get in the right key. I'll do that. Or I'll just quit and we can a cappella until I figure out where we are. It's worth the time because if it's wrong, it can be distracting. And we can follow the distractions. We can. You know, I'm always amazed at where I can go in prayer. How I can be right there in front of the Lord and then I'm not even praying anymore. I'm thinking about something else. How in the world do I leave the presence of God for that? So I talk to myself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Talk to God about, okay, here we go. Here we go. We're still a work in progress. I'm still a work in progress. John and I were talking this morning about I've been knowing about I thanked him because when I was saved but didn't know it, you know, he invited me to a Bible study. And I knew Jesus was the answer. And I didn't know then as much as I know now, but what I know now is I didn't know much yet. He's so abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. It just doesn't quit getting better. It just does not quit. And I'm not going to quit. I don't want to stall somewhere. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep growing and growing and going and going and going and going. You know, I don't want to let up. I don't want to do pretty good. I don't want to do pretty good as a husband for my wife, and sometimes I don't. But it's not, you know. But what I mean is, I don't want to do pretty good. I want to be excellent. I should be, you know. She don't look like she did when I married her. I don't look like I did when I married her either. Sometimes I look at a selfie when I'm trying to do a Marco Polo or something, and when I look at it, it looks okay, and then I watch it, and I go, "Ee, what meaneth this, you know?" Anyway, there's just so many things. But when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead us into all truth. But it also says he will tell us of the future. And when I read that, I thought, you know, I don't ask the Lord about the future. I really don't, you know. Because I'm a little concerned if he would tell me. Then I would, I don't know. I mean, I just don't. It's not like Hank, the guy in Flashpoint, you know, he's getting words, and they were talking about Trump 20 years ago, you know what I mean? And like they're pretty direct words, and he's getting those words, and oh Lord, I don't want something like that, you know. But if God, I also want to be open to that. But that's at this point not my calling. But he will lead us into all truth. He's a guide who comes alongside, you know. And so since we know that, then we can ask, we can seek, we can listen, we can respond to him. But I want to mention the power of your worship again. Now, I'm not just talking about here when we're worshiping together. Be aware of worship. Like Judy said, it removes the footing that the devil has to stand on. And worship doesn't come by feelings. Worship comes through actions. if I don't feel like worship, which doesn't really happen, but if I don't want to take the time to check in with the Lord or something like that, it doesn't take long to fix it. Enter in to the joy of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Enter in. Make it your goal to always be in. In. If it's storming outside, you come in, right? If it's a hailstorm, you don't go out. When we were caught in the golf ball, softball size hail at Hart Ranch, and the things were hitting and sticking like a golf ball in a sand trap, you know, we really wanted one of those. But I wasn't going out to get one till they were all done falling. If they melted a little, it wasn't going to make that much difference. But if they hit me, it would make a lot of difference. And I'm sure you're happy to know that I was smart enough not to go out there. So if anybody says, your pastor don't even know enough to come in out of a hailstorm, you can say, yes, he does. He wouldn't even go out. Of course, it depends on the size of the hailstorm. But we all have a mind of Christ that draws us to follow him. And it takes very little time to decide to follow. It takes very little time to correct the course, you know. Doesn't take much. How long does it take you to correct your course if you hit the rumble strip? Not very long, does it? You're quick. You know? Well, Holy Spirit's kind of a rumble strip sometimes. We got a lot of time. We've got till Jesus comes. And whenever that is, we're going to be excited. Amen? We're going to rejoice. And so we can rejoice that he's coming anytime, can't we? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Time's up. Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you, worship you, give you glory, give you honor, give you thanks, give you us in less than 5 seconds. We've changed. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. 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 We pray for John and Vicky's safe travels and a great revival and an awakening.